What do you think of this? A Sydney cafe has decided to refuse service to a customer after the customer complained about Catholic rosary beads that were pinned to the cafe's wall. The owner at the Barista House in Gladesville pinned the rosary beads on the wall on Sunday night, and when a regular customer walked in on Monday morning, the customer apparently became upset about the rosary beads, saying it was religious discrimination. And the man said he was highly offended by the rosary beads. So the owner of the cafe, or one of the owners of the cafe, Ramus Emanuel, decided to fight back. The cafe wasn't going to have any of it, telling the man that they wouldn't be changing a thing and that if he had a problem with the rosary beads, he could take his business somewhere else. Ramus Emanuel, who is the co-owner of the Barista House Cafe in Gladesville, is on the line. Ramus, good afternoon.
G'day, Finny. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. Why did you put the rosary beads up in the first place, just out of interest?
Well, mate, we just find it, myself and my business partner, it's more of a safety thing, a safety net for us. I mean, due to our beliefs, it just basically makes us feel kind of more safe and just a homely place. And that's basically the reason behind it.
All right, so you put them up on Sunday. Describe to us what happened on Monday.
So myself and my colleague were working at the cafe, and basically this gentleman rocks up, and mind you, he's been a customer of ours for about three or four months, and he gets in a bit of an altercation with my colleague. So I questioned, what's going on here? And basically he pointed up at the rosary and said, what's that? S-H-I-T on the, doing on the wall. I said, excuse me? He said, what is that doing on the wall? Mm. I said, is there a problem? I don't understand. He goes, that's religious discrimination, and I'm extremely offended by it being there. Will you remove it? Well, so my, obviously...
He asked you to remove the rosary beads from the wall.
Yeah.
Of your cafe.
Of my cafe, exactly. So
and just to clarify, just for a moment, before we get your reaction to him, when he accuses you of religious discrimination, you didn't have a sign up outside the cafe saying Catholics only.
Benny, where we are in Gladesville, I mean, there's a multicultural...
Yeah.
It's very multicultural, so that you can imagine there's all different religions. So for us to, you know, have any type of religious discrimination, I mean, we just won't be able to run the business. So for me to hear that, it was quite a shock because, I mean, mind you, we sit down, we talk, we laugh with this gentleman for the last 3 months, and for this to happen, I don't know, it was quite a shock.
All right, so when he accuses you of religious discrimination, you say what?
So I said, mate, if plain and simply, if you don't like it, you're more than welcome to leave. It's as simple as that. Because by this stage, obviously, he's screaming and he's swearing. And it wasn't just an easy... I mean, the guy was quite agitated and aggressive. Surprisingly, very angry for whatever reason. I don't know where this anger came from, but he was extremely angry.
So you told him you can take your business elsewhere?
Yeah, very simply. If you don't like it, you're more than welcome to leave. And then that time, he took his money back and said, I won't be coming here again. See you later.
I wonder whether he has the same reaction when he goes into a restaurant or a cafe where they've got a Buddha on display, because I know that my favourite Vietnamese takeaway place, every time I go in there, there's a Buddha on display, and I don't regard that religious discrimination. I just think that obviously this means something to the person who runs the cafe.
Well, Benny, it's quite simple. I mean, everyone in Australia is entitled to their own opinion, but then to come to the shop and disrespect myself and more importantly my religion, not on. There's ways of saying things, and things shouldn't be said. But to come in there and hoorah, jump around, swear, kick, scream, it's just not going to happen. We won't tolerate it.
Well, good on you for standing up, because it would have been easy in that situation to think, all right, look, I'll just try and calm this thing down, and maybe the easy way out here is just to concede defeat and take the rosary beads down.
Well, mate, I mean, well, think about it. When my parents came here, I mean, they came to this country because they were ridiculed and prosecuted for their beliefs. I mean... Not in a million years would they have ever thought their son would just such a discriminatory behaviour.
Mm.
Yeah, like that was not... Yeah, it's just shocking. And I was actually quite shocked by it, hence the reason why I put up the post, because I was kind of taken back by the whole thing. And to everyone's credit, it's been amazing the amount of support we've received, both online, through the cafe doors, and via phone calls and messages.
When you posted about this on Facebook, last time we checked, you've had 3,200 likes, so you may have lost one customer, but you may have attracted thousands more.
Mate, it's amazing, isn't it, the way that everyone bands together. And to be fair, it wasn't just Christians, it was all religious beliefs, and everyone pretty much came together and said, you know what, well, it's not on, this shouldn't be, that shouldn't be the case. We do live in a free country, we do live in a country that's very multicultural, so it's just not on, as simple as that.
Well, good on you for standing up for your rights and what's right, and if anyone wants to drop in for a cappuccino, Barista House is at 1 Monash Road in Gladesville. Well done, Ramus.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, mate.
No worries. Ramus Emanuel, who is the co-owner of the Barista House Cafe in Gladesville, 1 Monash Road in Gladesville, and good on him. Some nutter comes in throwing his arms around and swearing and claiming religious discrimination because you got rosary beads on the wall.